What's up, everybody? And welcome back to the Tuchaku Podcast. As always, we are your hosts, Xavier and Alton. Like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and X. Join the Discord, and don't forget to pick up something for yourself in that Teespring merch store. All links are in the description boxes down below. Other than that, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back, guys.
Do I sound echoey?
A little bit.
I've been trying my best to get rid of the echo in here, and it's not working.
You just convert your closet into studio.
It's not big enough. it's not big enough. It's not a walk-in.
Classic Cali.
Yeah, no. It's like a sliding,
sliding closet. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And
it's like you can walk like a foot into it.
Yeah, you could step in like a foot, but that's about it. But it has like built-in like shelves and
and
rods and stuff. So I mean that's nice, but what I don't like is that the whole outside is just two big mirrors.
Yeah, I hate those, dude. I hate those so much.
It's so dumb to me.
I like the only time they come in handy, really well, those two like big mirrors, is pretty much when you're like going to some sort of special event or something, and you need a full mirror just to make sure you look nice. But other than that, they're just pointless to me.
Right.
Because I just use the mirror in my bathroom.
No, it's pointless.
Everything else. Brushing my teeth, shaving, everything else.
Yep. Especially because it's weird looking over and seeing yourself. You're just like laying in bed, just like reading manga, and you turn over and you're like, yep, that's me.
I'm very disappointed every time. Yeah.
Every time. And I got light that like comes through the window. And it just bounces off the mirror.
You got blackout curtains?
Battling that. Yeah, I got blackout curtains. I taped the edges of the curtains to the wall to try and block out more light. But the light is still coming out of the top and the bottom, which is still reflecting off of the mirror. So I have one of the doors always like slid open, because otherwise it would be two mirrors reflecting the light, and it's like can't win, can't beat the echo, can't beat the light. It's just a never-ending story. Now I did get a
welcome to apartments.
I got some sound panels. And I saw a thing that said that you can get the moving like mats, and you can hang those on the walls, and they should help get rid of the echo. Especially because the moving mats are like, they're super cheap for some reason. They're crazy.
The moving mats? What do you mean by moving mats?
Or like the big old moving blankets that you're supposed to like wrap furniture in so it doesn't get scuffed. It's like.
There's
an 80 inch by 72 inch, and it's like $12.
What?
Yeah, man.
Yo, I need me some of those.
They are dirt cheap, and I was like, oh, if I just hang it on the wall, it should get rid of the echo. You know, as far as soundproofing,
I mean, that's the hope.
It's not going to do it, but yeah, that's the hope. That is the hope. I think the problem is
Have to like keep like putting it up and taking it down?
Why would I have to take it down?
So you're just gonna have blankets hanging on your walls?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm gonna have.
Fair enough.
Just blankets, man. That's exactly what I'm going to have. Yeah.
Someone's going to go over to your place and be
like, you're telling me.
What are you doing?
Like, bro, why don't you just buy like an actual tapestry. I don't have tapestry money. Like, like if I could, dope. But like, I got moving rug money. But I get why they did it. The old people did it now. Gets rid of the echo. Cut some draft. Oh, wait, no. There's a galaxy tapestry for $10. In case I want to look at fake space forever.
Hey, fake space is always nice.
Yeah. Always nice. It's all just about the echo, honestly. If I could get rid of the echo, I'll be happy.
Always about the echo.
Especially because you know what the thing is? Like, when a room is echoey, you feel like you can't be loud. Because it's just, like, extra loud. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. Because you cut out, like, for a solid, like, 5 seconds.
Oh, okay. I was saying, when it's echoey, you feel like you can't be loud. Because it's like, you feel like you're being extra loud. When realistically,
no one
can probably hear you. But it sounds like, everyone's like, why is this guy screaming?
Like, yeah, that's fair.
It's terrible. It's awful.
It's life, so, man.
We'll see how that goes. Hopefully it works. I don't know.
I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, man. Hopefully I don't have to keep getting more of these blankets. I just got one for now. But we'll see how that goes, I guess. I think the problem is like the ceiling. It's so tall.
Well, make it untall, man.
How am I supposed to make it untall?
Look, I can't give you all the answers.
Oh, okay. Like, it's a solid, like, I don't know, 12, 13 feet.
Oh, that's light work.
Oh, okay. Well, let me know when you can come over and do the job then. Pay you in Skittles.
Skittles, man? Out of all the candy there is, you gotta pay me in Skittles.
Yeah. That way you could taste the rainbow.
Yeah, and you're gonna taste these hands.
Hey, fine by me. I've tasted worse. Oh. So did you watch the, One Piece?
I did.
Did you like it?
I don't know. I guess you guys are going to have to check out my new video soon.
Oh, okay. Well, perfect segue. So apparently there's going to be a review video coming out sometime.
There soon. Is. Hopefully, what's today?
Sunday.
Today is Sunday. Hopefully Wednesday. It'd be Wednesday, I think.
Okay. So, hopefully Wednesday, you will get, I don't know, a One Piece review?
Mm-hmm. Yep, a One Piece live action review.
Okay. And I think I saw that they already greenlit them for like 2 more seasons.
Yeah, well, they greenlit them for season 2, but they said that they're going to try to, I think they're having like a 12-season plan, like that's what they're going for, which
12
I season. Find crazy, because I'm pretty sure that
is crazy.
12 seasons can cover pretty much like what they got up to in the anime so far. But it's like, how much longer is One Piece going to be? Because if you guys are only planning 12 seasons, But like, say like One Piece got another 200-300 chapters before it finishes, like, you guys are gonna have to come up with your own ending, which we all know that doesn't fare well most of the time.
Mm-hmm. No.
So I don't know. We'll see.
So what? It's
but like, yeah, they already got.
It's hour episodes.
Yeah, so it's 8 episodes for the season 1, which I'm assuming they'll probably keep that formula, and they're each an hour along, which is really actually really nice. Like, and it's not that like cheap hour where it's like 49 minutes. Now it's like, I think the shortest episode might have been like 55 minutes or something like that.
So it doesn't follow the One Piece where it's like 100 chapters of just like filler.
No, they definitely like condense a lot of it, which
they have. Quick
little spoiler to my review video, that's one of like, I think my the like sort of like big, not necessarily issues I have with it, but it's like, because they condensed it, I felt like it was like you miss a lot of the like sort of like build up to where like Luffy, Zoro, Nami, and Usopp build this like strong bond and connection. Cause like in the anime, like you get like the first like two or three arcs, I think, with all of them, you know, building this connection. You get all these episodes, all these chapters, and it's like, okay, cool. And because they had to condense it, it was like by like episode like 3 or 4, it was like, you know, they're ready to throw down their lives for Luffy. And it's like, but y'all just like, not necessarily hated the man, but like y'all are like, I'm not joining your crew. And then like, next thing you know, they're like best buddies, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
you just met.
Like, I feel like,
right.
Yeah, it was like super quick, and it's like, it wasn't to the point where it was like bad or like unbelievable, but I definitely think it would have been nice to see that, like, that build up, you know what I'm saying? A little bit more, whereas it was like, I feel like it should have been like episode like 6 or maybe even 7, where it was like, okay, like, we believe in this kid, like, we're gonna throw down with him, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready to like sacrifice my life for this kid and his dream, because I truly believe in what he, you know, he's right. Gonna be the king of the pirates. Whereas it was like by like episode 3, like, Nami was the only one that was kind of still like on the fence about it, and that's because of her backstory and what was happening with her. But yeah, it was, yeah, I think it should have had a little more build up, but that's just me. Personal preference, I guess.
So it should have been like 10 episodes, in your opinion?
Yeah, I definitely think they should have shot for a 10 episode season, for sure. I think they could have done it where, and then that way they didn't have to like condense and cut out some stuff. But at the same time, 8 episodes wasn't bad. Like, it wasn't like terrible pacing.
Like, you weren't getting
or anything like
off.
That, where it was like, it felt rushed. Yeah, like, it didn't feel like rush. It was like you know, they really paced the episodes really well. But I think if they did 10 episodes, it would have been like chef's kiss.
Right. Now, that's understandable. I mean, that's the same issue that I had with The Last of Us, is I didn't feel like they developed Ellie and Joel's relationship in the time that they did the season. It was something like One Piece. 20 hour game compared to, I don't even know how many hours of One Piece there are. How many episodes are there? There's
like 1,000, like 700, almost like 1,100
episodes or something.
No, episodes? It's almost 1,100 episodes. Yeah, I think so. Unless I'm getting chapters confused.
Let's see. 1,075.
Yeah. Holy so, yep. Crap. Almost 1,100.
Let me see how many hours of One Piece.
That's almost about 600 hours. Give or take.
Episodes.
Each episode is about 24 minutes.
Yeah, this is from. The last total, I guess, they did was from episode 1,072. But apparently there's around 410.93 hours. So right now there's probably 412. 413. That's crazy. Jeez.
Yeah, that's a lot of hours.
Yeah, man. That's days. That's 17 days.
Oh, that's easy. You can catch up with One Piece in 17 days?
17 24-hour days.
Yeah.
That's insane. If somebody did that, that'd be very impressive.
No, that'd be very sad.
If in 1 month... Yeah, it would be horribly sad. But if in 1 month someone caught up with all the episodes...
Oh, there's people that have caught up on One Piece in 1 month. And see, I couldn't do that just from the simple fact I know I would get burnt out. Like, I'd probably make it to, like, episode, like, 500 and be like, all right, I'm done. Like...
Not me.
I'm done. And then I wouldn't watch it for, like, months on end. And then I'd go back to try to watch it, and I'd be like, oh, wait, what happened? And then I got to start all the way back over. And it's just an endless process or an endless cycle. Nah. So, nah. I will say, however, another spoiler to my review video is... watching the live action definitely made me want to get back into the manga.
Did it now?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta catch up with my anime.
Yeah, you do, man. Another spoiler for season reviews. All I'm gonna say is Zom 100, bro.
Fire?
Fire. They doing their thing.
Why is there only 7 episodes?
I don't know.
They take a hiatus or something?
They might have. I think they might have took a week or something off.
Mm. All my stuff is on 10 and 11. There's only one on 12.
Yeah, I think everything I'm watching is on like 9 and 10.
Yeah, except for Zom 100 is on 7. And Jujutsu is on 8.
Yeah, I'm letting Jujutsu build up.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I would, if I could lie and say I'm letting everything build up, but realistically, I've just been forgetting.
Hey, man, you better start catching up now.
And then,
or you're gonna have to watch 20 episodes of anime.
Yeah, no, that's probably exactly what I'm gonna have to do, especially because the Overwatch season is ending, and I gotta. Complete that battle pass. Starfield came out, and I want to.
I really want to play
Starfield.
Her Starfield was, but.
I mean, if you're not a Bethesda
garbage.
Fan, maybe. If you're a Bethesda fan, though, it's.
No, I'm just kidding. I've heard mixed reviews. Yeah, I've heard mixed reviews in terms of like. It's a decent playthrough. I don't think I'm gonna get it though. Mainly because when I get back home, all your boy playing is Apex and Baldur's Gate 3. That's going to consume pretty much probably the rest of my year.
So you're not playing the new Spider-Man game?
Man, I don't have a PlayStation 5.
Is it just a PS5 exclusive, the next one?
I don't know, maybe.
No.
But that's what I'm telling myself.
Oh, okay. That's the lie I'm telling myself. Don't mess it up. Nah, I'm definitely playing that too when that comes out.
You do that, man.
Oh, I am. Oh, I am. But I gotta find time to watch this anime. Maybe I'll probably just, I don't know. I'll have to watch it before I go to bed.
I gotta catch up on Star Wars, bro, because I really want to watch Ahsoka. Like, I've been trying not to spoil too much for myself, but I've been seeing some clips, dude. Oh my gosh! Like the thing is this: when it comes to Star Wars content, I take everything with a grain of salt because people in the Star Wars fandom are just what do they call it? Like unsatisfied, I guess, where you can't please them. You know what I'm saying? They just, like, I don't think you'll ever be able to fully please the Star Wars fandom. So I've heard mixed reviews about Ahsoka, but man, I heard that, I think it was like episode 5 or like 6, one of the best episodes in a Star Wars show ever.
Oh,
so
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, so I gotta finish Rebels, though.
Yeah. I think the only thing I know about it is that there are a lot of Rebel references.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Yep, I gotta finish Rebels, and then I gotta watch Andor. Super behind on The Mandalorian.
Super behind on Mandalorian. Nah, I haven't watched Ahsoka. I don't really plan on it. I mean, at this point, if I have to watch anything, it's got to be anime. Like.
Oh my gosh.
What?
You don't plan on watching Ahsoka. You're crazy, man.
No. I just don't care.
Yeah, and I don't care about you.
Oh. Well, thank you. I'm glad I did my job. Now we can finally end this stupid charade. Podcast over. Fake friendship over.
Yeah, there's a lot I gotta catch up on, man.
Yeah.
Gotta catch up on some K-dramas.
Oh, okay. That's what you gotta catch up on?
Yeah, man, my list is growing every day. They were all at
once. Oh, so you're just adding stuff. It's not that you have to catch up. you just keep adding more to it. Okay. Okay. I see.
Yeah.
K-dramas are my manga problem.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like, oh man, this looks good. Might as well add it. Rest of the list, just like, are you sure you want to add something new? Yeah, I do. There's only 3 chapters. I could catch up real fast, and then I'll catch up with the ones that I need to catch up with, and just never happens.
Yeah, it's rough. It
never happens.
And I don't know which one to watch next, man. It's like, do I want to watch something that's going to hit me in the feels? Something that's funny? Something with a little action in it?
I don't know. It was quite a bit. It's a hard decision. I guess for
if you watch K-dramas, drop a comment and tell me what I should watch.
Yeah, just feed into the addiction. Just feed into his ongoing problem. Just give him more K-dramas. I mean, you only watch K-dramas on Netflix, right? Is there any other place you can actually watch them? Hello? Oh, okay. Well, seemingly lost Alton. Don't know how, but he's just gone. So I don't know if he's going to come back. I don't know if he can come back. I don't know. Oh. Oh, hey. There you are.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, didn't think that was going to happen.
Me either.
I was just about to end it. Well, might as well end it. Just disappeared. Oh man. So yeah, as you can see, we are still on the Tutaku grind where nothing's perfect.
Hey man, we got a few more weeks of this.
And this gonna is have, the most we're gonna have to... real podcast anyone could ever find.
We got a few more weeks of this, and then we have to overcome the hurdle of us being on different time zones.
Oh yeah, that's coming back.
The good thing about it, though, is gosh, man. I'm usually up late, so like,
there isn't a more realistic podcast than this one. So if you want the real, the authentic, this is it. I don't even know if Alton's still there. I just...
Can you not hear me?
I just can't hear him. So...
I guess you can't hear me.
Oh, you're still there. All right, cool. Oh, man. This is just getting worse, so... Might as well end it.
Let's cut it.
Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram. TikTok and X, join the Discord, and don't forget to pick up something for yourself in that Teespring merch store. All links are in the description boxes down below. Hopefully it goes better next time. So we'll see you then.
Until next time, guys.